T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Johnny Bench has just hit his second home run of the night, a three-run homer, and the Cincinnati Reds now lead 6-2.
All right, not many times I get to do this, but joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench, who's going to be at the Florida Sports Spectacular this weekend. It's going on at War Memorial Auditorium. It's a big, big memorabilia and autograph event this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at War Memorial. But Johnny Bench joining us right now. Good morning, Johnny. Thank you for the time.
Hey, big dog. Great to be with you, my man.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
big dog and Zach.
You are too funny. Hey, listen, I got to start with this, Johnny. Knowing about your career and remembering the Big Red Machine and all your guys that you played with and being down here with Tony Perez and everything else. But I got to tell you, your MLB documentary, MLB Network, they did on you with everything. I think people actually look at you differently, Johnny, in a really good way. Seeing you with your kids to what people said about you, not just throwing guys out and hitting home runs, man. It was pretty cool.
No, it was beyond cool, Joe. I mean, it was just unbelievable. There were some tears I saw. I was at the premiere when they did it in Cincinnati, and the thing that really got me too, was, of course, was the way they did it and the way they presented it was unbelievable. But you know, to look back, and I'm sure you know this, is that you know when you see the guys that you played with, and you know, there's video of the guys in the dugout. Like I'm watching this, and Dan Bilardello, who's now managing the West Palm Cardinals, and he was the catcher that night. He's in the dugout, so we've reunited, and you see these guys, and there's this guy and that guy, and all the guys that sort of made what you are. You know what it means to be in a locker room, and to look back and see old friends and everything else. But yeah, I there were a lot of laughter, there was tears, and there was, you know, a lot of enjoyment, because I really am, you know, trying to do the best I can at being the best dad I can.
Johnny, you still, you know, go around to spring training, go to baseball games. You still, like, love just being around everything with baseball. I know it's been a while since you've been in there, but you're a baseball guy. You're a Hall of Famer. You still have the love when you go see baseball, whether it's spring training or the regular season?
Well, I'm sitting here watching the game right now between the Mariners.
Us also. That's
yeah,
right.
We are too, yeah.
Yeah, and it happens to be, you know, it's, you know, Eduardo Perez, you know, doing such a great job. You mentioned Tony Perez, his son, who used to steal stuff out of my locker. And I'm watching him and Ken Griffey Jr., who you always stole stuff out of my locker. Then he admits to stealing a bat from Ichiro. So, I mean, it's already, you know, from 5 years old to now this age, he's finally admitting to being a thief and to enjoy this and know that, you know, Suzuki is Ichiro. You know, everybody says Ichiro, but to watch this and see the way they've evolved, and I do love it. I mean, I still watch the game as much as I can, and I'm really a stat guy. I mean, I'm not a stat guy. I'm really a box score guy. I still don't understand the stats. I'm working on wins after replacements. And I mean, I'm sure you guys follow it and have to go through it. But as a former, you know, great football tight end, you probably look at this and say, okay, what this is this and this is guy, and then sometimes you look at a guy and say, you know, that guy can play.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. Oh, wait a minute. I better check his stats. I'm watching him. He's got a lot of talent, but if he doesn't have the right numbers, we can't mess with him.
Johnny, I'm still like you though. I still like the old stats. Some of this new stuff with analytics is way over my head, and like I know it helps the game, and I guess all these players are into it, but it is a different time for sure. And by the way, speaking of different time, how about the $1 billion in contracts Machado, Harper, and Trout were able to get over the last few weeks. What'd you think about that? Did you ever think you'd see that kind of money being dished out to Major League Baseball players?
Well, you know, Joe, I made $2 million in my entire career, so I understand where they are right now. I mean, this is like that. They make that more in 2 weeks than I made in my entire career.
Wow.
It's evolved to that, and look what's happening with some of this. But, you know, when I go and I, you know what velo is or launch angle or, you know, and I told my buddy, I said, you know, if I hit it and went over the fence, it had good velo and it had good launch. And so, I mean, I don't know what it is, but it is amazing. You know, baseball is, I don't know how many billions of dollars is being spent just by sponsors, by, you know, it's fans, but we look at, here I am watching it on MLB Network and loving it. And, you know, everybody's, a lot of people are watching it at home. You're talking about, you can hear it. You can watch it now on your radio station. You can watch it on TV. And there are so many people that still love the game so much. And, you know, it's fun for me because now I can, you know, I'm watching Jay Bruce, who played in Cincinnati. He plays with Seattle. And I'm watching the young catchers who won my College Catcher of the Year award, Posey and Suzuki and Weeders and guys that go down the list. And, you know, it's just kind of neat to have sort of a nice relationship. I mean, I can't tell you the rosters anymore. I mean, there's a lot of new names, a lot of things that happen, but it's still a great game. I mean, because anybody can play it. But if, you know, you were guys worked out. We weren't allowed to work out. We weren't allowed to lift. We weren't allowed to do much of anything. And, you know, but I go into some of these clubhouses, and my God, they got these washboard abs.
Right.
You know, they got this stuff. I mean, a good body fat for you, Joe, and me probably was about 14.
I didn't work on the stomach either. I'm with you, Johnny. Yeah, that did not take place for me.
It's hard to pull fat, I can tell you that. I mean, what about there's some deal they go, oh, he pulled this muscle. And what muscle was it? Where is it actually in your body? No.
Hey, Johnny, I wanted to ask you, you play with so many great players with Cincinnati. Are you guys all – is it possible after all these years to still stay close to not just the star players but also the guys who are a big part of it during all those years? Are you guys?
Well, we text a lot, actually, and, you know, Pete, Joe, Tony, myself, and I'll see Tony this weekend down at the War Memorial Auditorium, and, you know, MAB Services is sending me down there, and Mitch is putting on a great show, but Tony will be there, and I'm not sure if Joe will come in or what to this trip. But we have the few reunions, you know, or the Reds Hall of Fame induction and whatever. And let's face it, I mean, I'm 71, Tony's 75, Pete's 76. Pete's, let's see, born in 40, he's 76 or 7, and Joe's right up there. And, you know, you just don't know when the next time, you know, you start to think about the health. Joe went through bone marrow transplant. I mean, and you just, you know, it's been so much, but it's like walking back into that locker room. Everybody just starts right through it again. And you try to stay in touch. You do that much, but, you know, I'm in Florida. They're in California. They're in Vegas. They're in, you know, Tony's close. And then you're raising 9 and 12-year-old boys. And my son, my oldest son, Bobby's 29. He lives here helping with the kids and tutoring and stuff. And
wow.
I'm just a lucky man, and so I really don't have a chance to travel. People ask me to travel, and I said, no, I'm fine. I'll stay right here and do what I have to do.
All right, that voice is Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench, who will be at the War Memorial Auditorium this weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the big Florida Sports Spectacular, floridasportsspectacular.com for more information. Johnny, you brought up all the guys you played with, all the great players you played with. I got to ask you this. Pete Rose, we talk about him all the time. His name always gets brought up. The Hall of Fame in Pete Rose. What are your thoughts?
Joe, come on, Joe. This is 39 years or 36 years or what. I mean, it's a long time. I mean, it hasn't changed. It's not going to change.
Right.
You know, let's face it. You know, we're a forgiving society. You know, if somebody would have come in, you know, if he would have said 1 year and or signed the paper that said this and this, you know, it would have happened. But it was a different path that they decided to take.
Right.
And, you know, it just wasn't there. And, you know, the commissioners ruled. I mean, we can bring up old stuff and everything else, and it's just not going to change. And, you know, no matter what happens, it's been out there. And, you know, I was in business with Pete. We sold cars. We had bowling alleys. We did commercials. We did everything. And, I mean, he really took me under his wing and did so much for me. And, you know, in eighth grade, Mrs. Tate, she said, you make your own bed, you got to sleep in it.
Yeah.
So
Let me ask you this, Johnny. I thought it was pretty interesting. You've been around and played in so many All-Star games with so many great players, and you got young boys now. When I saw the documentary, and I was thinking this because I went through it with my own son. Do your kids ever go, hey, Dad, if you ever see Willie or Hank or any of those guys, you think you could get us an autograph? The kids into getting autographs, that stuff in baseball with your guys is so valuable. Do you ever get the guys that your kids want baseball signed?
Joe, they don't know who you are. They don't know who I am. They don't know who they are. I mean, you know, it's like, this is a couple of generations removed from it.
And yeah, I know.
My son did an essay. They had to pick a celebrity or a famous person to write their bio on and do their essay on, and he chose me. And we're sitting at the dining room table, and we just got to do the chronology and all this stuff. And, you know, okay, all right, I was All-State in baseball and basketball in 1965 in high school. Then I was my early player of the year. And then we get down, and we're there, you know, and I'm just on 1976. And he said, Dad, did you have to win so many things? I'm tired of writing, okay?
Boy. Dad, I didn't realize you were really that good.
Right.
You never tell us, but, like, I see it now. Speaking of that, John, I got to ask you this, and I really enjoyed having you here with us this morning. So you've been around all the great players. You've seen them growing up. Now you've had a chance to see them after. Who's the best one you've ever seen? Is there one that kind of stands out that you just went, wow, that guy's got to be mentioned as one of the damn best I've ever seen?
Well, I think you look at Trout now. I mean, they give him this contract, and he is the best player in baseball. He's top three in MVP every year, and you watch him play, and you watch him hustle, and you watch his demeanor, and you watch him hit a home run and put his head down and run, and you like those sort of things. But, you know, when you watch the game as I do, there are so many talented people.
Right.
You know, they say, where are all the great catchers? Where are the catchers? They don't make them anymore. I said, yeah, they do. There's only 14 catchers in the Hall of Fame. Well, that's one for every decade. So they only come around one every decade. And so if you don't lead the league in home runs or RBIs, you really don't, you know, get noticed if you're not batting fourth in the lineup.
That's right.
And now they're doing, oh, he can't play a day game after a night game. You know, this is not, you know. I caught 54 days in a row without a day off. And
wow.
So it's like, you know, it's just, you know, the manager puts you in. It's your job to do it. And you learn to play hurt, and you find out you can play hurt. And so it's just what the job demands. And for, you know, I tried making a comeback, Joe. I was thinking about making a comeback a few years ago, and I pulled a muscle vacuuming, and it really set me back. And I really gave it up at that point. But, you know, what would I do with $400 million? I mean, you
know, just tough life.
Tough life.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodness gracious.
Hey, Johnny, it's been great having you, man. Really appreciate you.
Oh, my pleasure,
we know
guys.
You live down here now. Really appreciate you spending some time. I got to tell you, the documentary was fantastic. Sitting there with your kids and how important they are and playing dad late in life. Pretty cool stuff to see, Johnny, from the outside.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
All right. Johnny Bench. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Johnny Bench will be at the Florida Sports Spectacular this weekend. He's signing on Saturday. Lots of huge names this weekend. It's going on all weekend long.
Give me a couple,
man. At the War Memorial Auditorium.
Don't tease me, bro.
All right, so you got Johnny Bench on Saturday. It looks like you're also going to have Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, there on Saturday as well. Bobby Hull's going to be there on Saturday. There's going to be a lot of great players there. That's just Saturday. Sunday, Larry Little's going to be there. Pete Rose, Dwight Stevenson, Zach Thomas, Ricky Williams, Mike Ditka, Mercury Morris, Lawrence Taylor, Bob Greasy.
Holy smokes.
Frank Gore looks like he's going to be there also.
I know some of those guys pretty well. They must be getting paid.
I would assume that there's probably a little payment in there.
That, yes. That by the way, that, yeah. that group's got a little bite to them. Yeah, I have nothing in common with that group that you just
Well, I mean, you played
about.
Sports.
Yeah, right.
No, you did. Don't cut yourself short there. FloridaSportsSpectacular.com. Oh,
so you won't be signing at the event this weekend?
I don't think so.
I'll be outside parking cars. They actually asked me if I'd park some of their cars for them. I said, yeah. I got a little time off.
That's this weekend, March 22nd to the 24th at War Memorial. Like I said, FloridaSportsSpectacular.com for more information on that. We'll come back. We'll read some texts. We'll get more into everything. There's a lot of negative Jorge Mas texts. We'll have to get to some of that coming up.
All right, welcome back here. We've got Bob Bugner going to join us coming up. Panthers head coach are back in town for a couple of games starting tonight. And got to win them all, man, to have any shot with, what, 9 left now in the season. So the Boogeyman will join us coming up here in about 16 minutes, 17 minutes from now. I want to thank Johnny Bench for coming. We don't get to say that very often.
No, pretty cool interview, man.
Have Johnny Bench come on.
Yep.
And he'll be at that big show this weekend.
Florida Sports Spectacular. A lot of big names going to this thing.
Damn, there is, man.
Yeah, That's a lot of big names going
anyway,
to this thing.
Anyway. We got that. We got a lot of stuff coming in. We were talking before, too, about Jorge Mas and everything. So got a lot of text messages flying in here in South Florida on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. What do you got rolling
all right,
in?
So the three I'll read real quickly for you in a row. Zach almost bleeped that interview up asking about Rose, and Joe took the hit. Zach, he shut you down, and Joe was waiting for Joe to say, no, that was Zach. I asked about Pete Rose. He played with Pete Rose.
I wouldn't do that. Hey, listen, he answered it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's much to be said. Basically, he's right. It's never going to get changed.
You're right. My whole thing was just, what do you think? Like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. It's funny. It's like they are all close. Pete had nice things to say about him in his documentary that was done that was pretty cool. And not just about the baseball player, but having kids late in life with his last marriage and now raising those kids, having them most of the year up in Jupiter. And he said, what, 9 and 12?
Yeah, could have done the game we like to play.
I got to tell you.
How old are you going to be at your high school graduation?
Can I tell you
graduation?
The new one going on right now? And I got my aunt, my 80-year-old aunt at home doing this, my dad's sister. My dad's got three sisters still alive. And this has happened a lot. I don't know if anybody out there has it going on right now. But my cousin doesn't take care of his daughter that he had, right? One of these one-night specials or date for a short period of time. I don't want the kid. Mother didn't want the kid. So my aunt takes care of the kid. I started to rip my cousin, but I'm not going to get in.
No reason to do that.
I started enough drama out in California as well as here. But so I got an 80-year-old uncle, aunt and uncle,
taking care of.
They got like a 10-year-old or 11-year-old right now.
That's rough. That's rough.
They had to adopt it.
Yeah. That's rough.
And he comes by to say hello.
That's weird.
The dad. Mm. Like, act like a, you know.
That's weird. I'm going to go ahead and throw
but,
that out there.
But there's more of that stuff going on.
No,
stuff
no,
your
I know.
Kids
that.
Have trouble and neither one can take care of the kid. And, you know, they're going to turn it back to the state. And instead, grandparents jump in there late in life. That'd be a tough one, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you got?
That's okay. Let me read some more for you. The Mas family has done more for this community than all the idiots that are texting in this morning put together. Miami-Dade County deserves to be called out.
I do agree. The Mas family's good people. They don't deserve to be called. They haven't done anything wrong or ripped anybody off to be called. Now, they moved up there because there was a deal waiting, and they couldn't wait any longer. I think they made why they did it. I was told they tried everything in Dade County, everything, and everything was either going to take too long to get through all the different things, or some people just turned them down for locations. So they're up there. They got a sweetheart deal, and Fort Lauderdale said, come on down.
That's
we
right.
like the thought of that, man. All those soccer fields. We will be a soccer destination for everybody.
Yeah, we'll take that cash, too.
By the way, commercial in 95. Thank you.
Ichiro at bat right now in this game that's live this morning in MLB, and it more than likely going to be his last at bat in Major League Baseball. He's going to retire.
Well, he didn't get shortchanged on playing.
No. But it's just at bat right now. I see it on Twitter right now. People are talking about it because this more than likely is his last at bat. So there you go.
He's a class act, man. It was cool having him around here for a couple years. Now I'm sitting here watching his at bat. What else you got coming in here?
Cubans are mad at Jorge Mas, but he spoke the absolute truth. All right, now we're getting into specifics here, huh? Not just Miami-Dade County people. Cubans.
He, to light up that text and then delete it, which means I think he was pissed off, and he goes, oh, God, why'd I do that? Why'd I go in there? And it was too late. It's out. It's not going away. And first of all, no matter who you are, if you're a billionaire, certain people aren't going to like you. Would you agree with that?
Mm, yeah.
Oh, look at that billionaire owner. Look at that billionaire. Oh, looking for a freebie. Looking for a handout. No matter what you tell me, you're looking for a handout.
That's it.
What do you want from me? You're looking to screw me somehow, right? Because that's what people think.
Of course. Here's some coming.
Well, I mean, I feel like people think this is a charity thing that he's doing. Like he's building the stadium out of the goodness of his heart to help the city. Like he's trying to make money, right?
Correct. Of course. He's a businessman.
Every owner.
They're not billionaires
not a
for
charity
no reason.
He's not doing it for us.
No. Well, they love sports. They do love sports. Yeah. And the Moss family does love sports. Hell, they tried to buy the baseball team. I think most owners that buy these teams do love the teams. I agree. Now, they don't all run them properly, and they make a lot of mistakes, but the owners we've had all really like being around the teams, and it's good, and people know who you are when you own the team and all that stuff, and there's some ego involved. I get it, but they like owning the teams, but the bad part is everybody and they are out to make money. You're exactly right. Nobody wants to go, I'm a billionaire, but I want to lose money at this. No, they want to be successful, have sellouts, get a lot of sponsorship, and be hot. Everybody wants that situation Atlanta has right now, by the way. How about the Atlanta MLS team?
That's right.
Oh, everybody wants that.
Yeah, Randy McMichael tweets about it all the time.
Crazy.
How crazy it is up there. So we read this morning earlier about Jorge Mas and the tweets that he was sending over to another former radio guy, Billy Corbin. Well, there is an update on that. It looks like the radio guy, Andy Slater, wrote, Mas tells me he would never delete a tweet and did not know it was possible to do so. He said he's been hacked.
Oh, God. He said he got hacked like he never said
quote,
that?
Quote, I'll ask my IT guys to look into it, he told them. That's not a good look. So, I like Jorge Mas. Not a good
look.
It's
a great look.
It's not
wait a second. He was hacked. So Jorge Mas is saying he didn't say it or he didn't delete it?
He didn't delete it.
No, he was hacked.
He was hacked, and that's how it was all deleted.
Well, wait a sec. But he's saying he did write it.
No, he did. He didn't. He's not denying.
He did text it.
He wrote the tweets or typed the tweets.
But he didn't delete them. Like, he's not a coward.
The tweets have been deleted, and he said that he
didn't. I'm sticking with the cow pasture parks at these poor kids.
But I didn't delete
it. These soccer fields these kids have to play on.
Yeah. So that's the update I just
saw. But usually if you get hacked, though, something bad happened.
Yeah. Instead, something good happened.
Not deleting tweets that were controversial. Like, that's not usually what a hack, you know, entails.
That's why I asked. It was kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, how about this? Some of your story that you told before. I know what you mean, Joe. My parents adopted my idiot brother's kids. Six of them. The oldest one is 16, 17.
You want to know what's crazy?
Wow.
This is the third time I've got a friend I play tennis with who's a good friend of mine. He's doing it for his son. My aunt's doing it. And so I said, I go home, right? And I'm like, how do they do it? And by the way, they're like, oh no, it's great. And I said, great. You guys are in your 80s. You got a little girl that's gonna be a teenage daughter.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot. Like, it's a lot for an older person. It is.
Like, you can't do it by yourself.
Yeah. It's a lot.
You're trying to get to graduation.
Yeah, we play that game a lot. Yeah. What's gonna be the age of some of these people?
Yeah.
How long did people want Mas and Beckham to wait? It's been about 4 years. They had to do something.
I agree with that, by the way.
And also the second part of that text, does this mean the team is now called Fort Lauderdale CF?
They're going Miami for now, but I got to tell you what, they get shut down. I don't know if they can get shut down, though, going back to the tweet. He got, what did he get, 60% of the vote? Mm. How do you get the vote and then they get turned down? I don't know how you do that. If the vote of the people, shouldn't the vote of the people and the commissioner, shouldn't that be the same or no?
I agree. I think if the people voted on it, I don't care what that county commissioner.
At least they got the vote. The baseball folks
Hollywood's
never got the
vote should count.
I spent time, I read the thing, and I punched a hole. Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, you're telling me my time is worthless? Mm.
Zach and I live in Davie. We don't get a vote in
anything.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest.
We just sit back and have opinions on everything.
Well, now we're going to have a
soccer team. I stewed over that decision for a while. Remember how tough that was for me?
Yeah, BS.
Oh, yeah, you just...
That thing wasn't easy.
Another emotional time in your life, I'm sure, making that vote.
Someone said, why don't you guys do a regular segment with Johnny Bench throughout the baseball season? One of the best interviews I've heard in a long time. What a character. He was great. He really was good. Even though I might have pissed him off a little bit, he was
Johnny.
Good.
Johnny can come. Johnny up in Jupiter area. I believe that's where I saw he's living. I know he's up there somewhere. Hey, man, he can come on anytime he wants. Mm-hmm. He can come on in the middle of football season. He can come on in the middle of basketball season. He can come on in the middle of hockey season. He can come in the middle of the MLS. Johnny, you can always come on, man. Mm.
Someone was texting, Johnny Bench was probably the best all-around catcher I've ever seen. Thurman Munson was the best defensive catcher for me, but he and Bench were 1 and 1A.
First of all, I got nothing against Thurman, the captain of the Yankees and everything else.
You're going to piss off Yankee fans no matter what you say here. You know that.
This goes back to the people trying to tell me Joe D and Mickey were better than Willie. Stop it. Stop at that and stop it with Johnny Bench. Mm. The numbers don't lie, man. It's about stats. They don't lie.
Very interesting. 56022, Kendall Toyota and Wes Kendall Toyota text line. We'll take more of your texts coming up here on the show. I want to tell you about what happened to me in the last couple weeks and how excited I was for all of it. I got LASIK done. That's right. I could see the world clearly now. Much better. I mean, I can't even tell you. I went to Panu Laser and Vision Institute, okay? I know it's tax season, so if you're going to get some tax money back, by the way, you might as well at that point put it to good use. Go to Panu and get LASIK done. I have no more glasses, no more contacts, no more bottles of solution, no pain in the butts. That's what they all were. It changed my life. Thank you, Panu. I got my free consultation, and you can too by calling 954-634-1642 or go online to PanuLaser.com. You'll feel comfortable. You talk to the great people there. And right after I talked to them, they answered all my questions. I booked my 10-minute outpatient procedure. Yes, that's how long it took to change my life. And by the next day, I was back to work. That's it. I was back to work. It's no week you got to wait. Nope. The next day, you can go right back to work. And Purdue's going to help out also. Zero down, zero interest for 24 months. And go ahead and mention my name, by the way, once you're going about to get it done. $500 off the whole procedure as well. You're welcome. That's what I'm going to do for you right there. So put that tax return, the cash you get back to good use. Change the way you see things at Panu Laser and Vision Institute. Call today, 954-634-1642. That's 954-634-1642 or go to PanuLaser.com. By the way, Panu Laser, they performed over 50,000 LASIK procedures and the most advanced technology. That's what they use. So why not go to someone you trust and someone who knows what they're doing? PanuLaser.com, PanuLaser.com. Been hitting it hard, but there's still time, by the way, to sign up for WQM's Hooters Hoops Hysteria Bracket Challenge at WQM.com. You win prizes after every round, like a $50 Hooters gift card. Get there now. WQM.com, Hooters Hoops Hysteria Bracket Challenge. Chance to get your brackets in there, compete with the likes of our big, big tournament selections, like Joe Rose's brackets are in there.
Channing?
Channing's are in there.
Hawk?
Hawks are in there. Hollywood's are in there.
How does Hollywood get in with
that? He sneaks his way in.
Well, listen, we'll see how everybody does. It's not hard
to
beat.
Man, I think anyone can play.
I know. I'm just saying in like the
room. That was just to get a little jab in at you.
It wasn't very nice.
I'm sorry.
We're trying to track the boogeyman down, see if we can get the boogeyman on as they get set for a game tonight against Arizona. Boston on Saturday, hit the road, and then finish at home as hopefully they'll give us a call, and if not, we'll continue to roll on. We got a lot of texts coming in this morning on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. We've been all over the place this morning. So Jorge Mas is now, and we tried to get him on a couple days ago, and I guess his personal secretary called and said wasn't going to do it, but he's saying that he got hacked.
Yes.
Hacked on the delete, though.
Yeah.
I said it, and I live by it. I did not deny
writing or typing the tweets, but did deny deleting them.
Never heard of that.
Said I was hacked.
Honestly, have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it in the other way around.
That's a
but
first.
This way around.
You ready to get to the boogie?
I am. All right, let's head out to the Toyota. Yeah, I went away from my favorite music first. Yeah, Hello out there. All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Head coach of the Florida Panthers, Bob Boudin, are going to join us. Brought to us by Checkers Old Munchin, Brats, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. Get all this and more at Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant in Pompano Beach. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, Coach. Wow. I feel like you've been gone forever, by the way. But second of all, you got to help me out on your new goalie, Sam Montembeau. Am I saying it right? Sam Montembeau?
Montembeau, yeah.
Okay. French-Canadian, written all over it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Hey, six straight starts, Coach. And have you seen enough to go, hey, this is going to be our guy of the future? Or how do you treat it right now? He's looked pretty good at times.
Yeah, you know, he's been great. He's been absolutely great. Even in the games that we've lost, he's given us a chance to win. Yeah, I think you could say after seeing him, what he's done in the American League for a couple of years and what he's done so far in the NHL, that this is a, you know, I would say a can't-miss prospect moving forward. I don't know if he's ready to be a starting goalie next year in September. You know, for us, it's just worried about putting him in the right places to succeed. But he's come in and basically shown everybody that he can play at this level. And, you know, he's played really, really well, so it's nice to see.
What do you do with the other side of this, of course, is Roberto Luongo, future Hall of Famer, great spokesperson for this town, one of the greatest we've had at any sport in this town. How do you treat that with him, Coach? How's that? Talk about those talks.
Yeah, Louis's been a great teammate, obviously, in the last couple of weeks. He's helping Monty out, the young kid, and trying to take him under his wing a little bit. We're going to go with Louis and Nett tonight, I think, to give Monty a break. We've come back from the West Coast. He's played six in a row. Got in at 3:30 in the morning the other night. I think it's Louis fresh, and I think we're going to play Louis tonight. But, you know, he's been good. He's been sort of mentoring him, and Louis understands this. You know, we won four in a row with the kid, and he expects that the kid's going to go back in, you know, next game, obviously. And he's been very supportive of the situation. And, you know, Lou's got to obviously make some decisions at the end of the season here. He's got term left on his deal. And, you know, as of every summer, I think he's got to look in the mirror and you know, see how much he's got left. You know, if the fire's still burning and if he feels he can help our team, then he's going to have to make that decision.
Those great ones have trouble walking away, Coach. You've been around this game longer than any of us. It's really hard, man. You get used to it. It's like a friggin' addiction, man. You just can't, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a hard decision. Your body feels good a couple days. You go, honey, hell, I think I'm good to go. I don't hurt, man. I feel good. I just jogged a couple miles.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, I think it's more than anything is what would you do if you didn't have the game in your life, right? A lot of these guys, as much as they
– therapy they coach for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I literally, my first year on, I wasn't very good, and I was like, what am I going to do? I'm so used to just being this clown in the locker room, and now I don't have a locker room. The wives are leaving right and left. I mean, frick, Coach, it was tough, man. It was like – what do I do? Like the bonding and that high and low and full crowds and the loud, all that. And next thing I know, I'm sitting at a park playing flag football with a bunch of guys getting mad at me. It was drinking beer. I mean, it was tough. It's a tough adjustment.
Coach, what he's trying to say is some therapist got rich the first year after he was out. So I wish that was one of us.
Yeah. There's a medal.
Exactly, at that point. All right, Coach, of course, not having Trocheck for the full season, it's hard. It's not easy for any team to lose one of their main players, if not their superstar on the team, for the whole season. He's come back. He's played really, really well. You guys have done well since he's been back in mid-January. How crucial is having him on this team? And obviously the absence hurt, but looking back at the season right now, without knowing what's going to happen, the Trocheck kind of injury and what's happened to your team, how do you sum all that up?
Yeah, I think, well, you know, since Troch has been back three games before the All-Star break, you know, we're on a 100-point pace. And I think, you know, we've been a way better team in the second half. And then you look as a coach and as an organization, you say, well, what happened the first half? And, you know, for me, it started game one in Tampa Bay. You lose Roberto Luongo, your starting goalie. And that's a tough way to start any season. So, you know, you lose him for probably over a month. And he comes back second game in Helsinki in Finland. We go 7-3. with him as our starter. And then that's when the deal was when Troch went down. And, you know, we were playing some young centermen at that point in time, and the Lamacos and the McCanns of the world back then, and Sevier was playing center. Just weren't deep enough in that position. But then when Troch came back, you know, you make a deal, you get Sheehan in there. You know, you push Borgie back down to probably where he belongs right now as a rookie in the NHL. And now you got some balance on your lines. And, you know, you call up guys like Brownie, and you got the Sammy Montembeau, and you give the young guys a chance at the end of the year, and it sort of, you know, energizes the room. So there's a lot of good things going on in the second half, but you always look back and you say, you know, what went wrong? And that's good. It's a lesson to be learned, and it's something that we have to, you know, something that we have to take from it and moving forward.
Coach, wasn't it like a month ago that we were going, why, you got to get Barkov to shoot more, and he's got to do more. I mean, you made him the captain, all this talent, we're not seeing it, and all I know is all of a sudden my man's got 32 goals and 85 points on his way to just a nasty season with 9 games left. What about his play right now? This is the best he's ever played in a uniform. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's one of the hottest players in the NHL in the second half. And again, I attribute a lot of that back to Vinny coming back, Vinny Trocheck coming back. I mean, before the break, when we were talking about how young we were up the middle, Barkey was just, you know, and I guess you can blame the coaches, but we had no choice. We had to play the heck out of this guy and played him way too many minutes. And, you know, and I said that after every game. I said I should have a ski mask on how much I played him. It was a joke. It was an absolute joke. But that's the situation we're in, and it hurt his stats, obviously, and it just wore him down. After we had that 10-day break in January, you could see he came back a new man. All of a sudden, instead of playing 24 and 25 minutes as a forward, he's into the 2021, and now his offense has taken over, and you know, you can see how dominant of a player he's going to be. And you know, I think we put Hubie and Daddy with him, obviously that helps too, but anybody that we've put on that line this year at times, Frankie Vetrano, you know, has always had success, and you know, that's why he's such a special player.
Coach, since Joe stole my Roberto Luongo stuff, I'd love to ask you each week. I'm going to steal his Mike Hoffman stuff. He's got a love affair for Mike Hoffman. 33rd goal over the weekend. Most goals by any first-year player in Panther history.
Nice deal by Dale Talon.
Yeah,
now.
Not bad
is that
there.
What you're say?
How great? Yes, it'd be outside of giving Dale Talon the credit here. How critical? How good has he been for your team, especially on the power play this year?
Yeah, he's been, you know, we have the second best power play in the league, and you combine that with, you know, as of last week, I mean, we got a few scored on us, but our penalty kill has been, you know, for the most part, top 10 in the last few months in the last second half. So combined, I think we're the only team behind Tampa in special teams, and Hoff's a big part of that. He's taken our power play to a different level. Obviously, other teams are keying on him like they would an Ovechkin, like they would a Stamkos, and it's opening up a lot of things around, and you know, he's just a guy, he comes as advertised. He's a goal scorer, and he's got one of the best shots in the league. And you know, and he's done just that. He's had a lot of game winners, and yeah, he's a power play guy. But I also think he has 17 even strength goals, if I'm not mistaken. So he's been great for us, and he's that top six forward that we've been looking for.
Coach, 8 back, 9 games left. Is it just, what do you tell your team at this point? You need some help, obviously, from Columbus and Montreal and everybody else that's been teasing in that last position.
Yeah, I think, you know, up until last week, you know, we're still in it, and you know, basically we had to go at about a 95% clip and not lose too many games. We've lost valuable points in Anaheim on Sunday, where we feel we completely outplayed the team and outshot them 38-22, outchanced them 17-8. Their goalie was good, and we hit a bunch of posts, and then, you know, it sort of was a letdown going into Dallas. You know, we didn't play very well in Dallas, but you know, we got to win out to go 94 points. Is that going to be good enough? I'm not all that sure. We had 96 in the loss last year by a point. So, you know, we just got to concentrate on number one is playing our butts off to the end of the season and you know, and continuing to play on the clip that we're playing and just challenging ourselves right now. And if it's not good enough at the end of the day, it's not good enough. But those are issues we'll have to address in the summer and how we're going to get better. You know, I know management and ownership is already committed to, you know, obviously going out to spend some money this summer and improving the team, which is exciting to hear. But there's a lot of young guys here that, you know, are going to get some opportunities in the next 7-8 games, and it's a good launching board for them for next year.
All right, Coach, before we let you go, I just saw that in an NHLPA poll, Keith Yandle was voted the league's funniest player. Is that reputation deserved? Is he the funniest guy?
Well, by far on our team, yeah. He's he runs the room, to be honest with you. He's a guy that you know, is always keeping things light, and is, even though, even on the bench during the game, he has a rapport with the referees, or, you know, someone he's played with on the other team, and it's good because it is a tense situation and there's a lot of pressure on everybody, and it's nice to have that sort of release at times, and yeah, he's good at it.
Sometimes you need that. Coach, thank you for the
time.
Thanks
for coming on, Coach.
Finish strong. See you, Coach.
Finish strong. Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Bob Bugner, Florida Panthers head coach, brought to you by Checkers Old Munchin. Brats, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant in Pompano Beach.
All right, 9 o'clock hour coming up, man. A lot more stuff to get to, including Dwayne Haskins workout. And guess who's on the private meeting list coming to town soon? We'll have that for you coming up here in just a moment. But first, got to tell you about sports-related injuries. I hate talking about injuries, man. But sooner or later, it happens to all of us. If you're active, you got a favorite team or individual sports you play, we all get injured. There's nothing you can do about it, man. And that's why it sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. How good are they? When you ask me, well, Joe, where do the pros go? And I go, well, the Dolphins, the Heat, and the Panthers, high school and colleges are all making their way to Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Let me see. All the best tennis players in the world are in town right now for the Miami Open. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Those doctors are taking care of them, too. Speaking of those doctors, how about this all-star lineup? Dr. Uribe and Yagnik and Vijak and Heckman and Selznick. Foot and ankle specialist San Giovanni and Dr. Hodgkins. These guys are really good. I know what you're thinking. I'll never get in to see them. Yes, you will. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Dr. Swartzen, I expect to see him out there. He's up in Broward County taking good care of you, too. Listen, it's one of the top sports medicine programs for a reason. It's about getting you back out playing the sports you love the most.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.